The New Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I'm Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the Ministry of Jal Shakti, Department of Drinking Water and Sanitation, is hiring for the post of Additional Advisor, PHE, Deputy Advisor, PHE, and Assistant Advisor, PHE, on deputation and short-term contract or absorption basis. The Additional Advisor, PHE position level 13A requires 15 years of experience in water supply and sewage systems with expertise in desalinization and defluoridation and water harvesting. The Deputy Advisor, PHE, level 12, requires 10 years of experience in water systems, including 3 years in desalinization and water harvesting. The maximum age limit is 56 years, with deputation for up to 5 years. The Assistant Advisor, PHE, level 11, requires 5 years of experience in water systems, including work on rural or urban water projects. The deputation period is up to 4 years, with a maximum age of 56 years. For full details of the advertisement and requirements, kindly go on to www.employmentnews.gov.in. Chennai Metro Rail Limited, CMRL, has announced openings for Assistant Manager Civil on a contract basis. The positions offer 8 vacancies with a monthly consolidated pay of 62,000 rupees. Applicants must have at least 2 years of experience and maximum age limit is 30 years. The last date for application submission is 10th February 2025. For more details, kindly visit https://chennaimetrorail.org. Department of Chemicals and Petrochemicals seeks consultant official language on a contract basis. Retired officers from the post of Senior Translation Officer are eligible to apply. Interested candidates should submit their CVs in the prescribed format within 21 days of the advertisement. For further information, kindly visit https://chemicals.gov.in. Indo-Tibetan Border Police Force, ITBP, is hiring for 48 Assistant Commandant Telecommunication positions. This is a Group A gazetted post with a pay scale of 56,100 to 177,500 in Level 10 as per the 7th CPC. The online application window will remain open till 19 February 2025. For detailed instructions, kindly visit https://recruitment.itbpolice.nic.in. Pandit Deen Dayal Upadhyay National Institute of Persons with Physical Disabilities, Divyangjan, under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment, is organizing a walk-in interaction for the recruitment of various posts at composite regional centers in Varanasi, Uttar Pradesh, on 30th to 31st January 2025. Vacancies include assistant professors, speech pathology, special education, lecturers, physiotherapy, occupational therapy, administrative officer, and accountant with consolidated monthly pay ranging from 45,000 to 75,000. For more details, kindly visit https://www.pdunippd.nic.in. The Power Foundation of India, PFI, invites applications for the engagement of consultants on a short-term contractual basis. The appointments are initially for a period of 2 years, extendable for 1 additional year based on performance and requirements. The available posts are Chief Financial Officer, CFO, open to retired executives from the power sector, CPSEs. The maximum age limit as of 1/1/2025 is below 63 years, with an annual consolidated remuneration of approximately 19.23 LPA. Senior Associate Regulatory, two positions available with a maximum age of 35 years, offering a pay range of 11 to 20 LPA. Associate Regulatory, two positions with a maximum age of 20 years and a remuneration of 6 to 10 LPA. Analyst Regulatory, two positions with a maximum age of 20 years, offering a remuneration of 60 to 10 LPA. Interested candidates are required to submit applications in the prescribed format by 31/1/2025. Incomplete applications or those without the required qualifications or experience will be rejected. The application format and further details can be found on the Power Foundation of India's official website. You may go on to www.powerfoundation.org.in under the Careers section. CSIR IIMT Bhubaneswar has announced an opening for 13 junior secretariat assistant positions in pay level 2. The application process is open till 8/2/2025. Interested candidates must refer to the detailed advertisement on the official website. Kindly go on to www.immt.res.in for qualifications requirement, job details, and application instructions. The Mahanadi Water Disputes Tribunal invites applications for one post of assessor in the Mahanadi Water Disputes Tribunal located in New Delhi. The position is open on deputation or short-term contract basis and is placed at pay level 15 as per the 7 CPC. Employees of officers from central or state governments, PSUs, autonomous bodies or statutory organizations are eligible to apply. The post involves responsibilities critical to the education and management of water disputes. Detailed terms and conditions, including eligibility and application formats, can be found on the Ministry of Jal Shakti's official website, that is at www.jalshakti.gov.in/vacancies. Applications must be submitted within 45 days from the publication date of this employment news. NSPCL invites applications for technical assistant power station on a fixed term basis. Candidates must possess a full-time regular diploma in electrical, mechanical production or instrumentation or electronics engineering with a maximum of 60% marks. Online registration is open till 31/1/2025. For detailed information and to apply online, kindly visit NSPCL careers page at https://www.nmpci.co.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next podcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's employment news. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnstalks@gmail.com with employment news as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.